Since 1960, Tennessee has put to death only one person by electrocution. And now a prisoner who's scheduled to die this week has opted for the electric chair. WPLN's Blake Farmer explains why the century-old technique is still around.
Edmund Zagorski has a choice only because he was convicted of a double murder before 1999, when a death sentence meant the prisoner could choose between the electric chair and lethal injection. Since then, death by intravenous drugs was made the preferred method. Attorney David Rabin, who helped write Tennessee's capital punishment laws, represented the state's last prisoner to die by the electric chair in 2007.
But in the abstract, I suppose the person dies instantaneously. But it is a medieval process. It's bizarre.
Rabin acknowledges problems with lethal injection, but he says he hoped that would be the last time Tennessee's electric chair would be fired up. Because of attorney-client privilege, Rabin can't say why his client chose to die that way. Zagorski's attorneys say he considers it to be more humane than the state's current three-drug protocol for lethal injection. Zagorski has been on Tennessee's death row longer than almost anyone else, so fewer and fewer will have the same option. But the electric chair isn't going away. In 2014, the Tennessee legislature made it a backup plan if the state weren't able to obtain the necessary drugs for lethal injection. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.